Broadcasting live from CCM, the new CCM Wellness Center, and it is unbelievable you walk in the front door and you just go, wow, this is pretty cool. Joining us on our first broadcast here is Brian Lovedahl. Brian is the CEO of CCM Health, and Brian, big day for you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It is it's a real big day for us. It's been a long time in the making, and we look back, we started this adventure, I guess, back January of last year is when the hospital board of directors decided to move forward with this initiative, and it was getting the city and the county to buy into it, giving us the approval to move forward, and then it ultimately started with the design and get the engineers involved, and then construction actually started in October of last year, and we were pretty much done in April, and then of course COVID that put a little damper on that, but we're up and running today, only about 2 months late.
That's right. Of course, CCM Wellness Center, located right off Highway 7 in Montevideo, just down from McDonald's and by the Chippewa County Courthouse, the old Corborn's grocery store, right?
Yep.
Brian, and so how did this idea get? Was there a need for this at CCM Health? Or?
Yeah, so CCM Health is, I've been here about 2 years, and we've kind of changed the strategic plan and the strategic direction of the organization to focus definitely more on how to keep people well rather than just take care of them when they're sick. And as I came into the organization, I noticed that the community, while it had a few fitness facilities, didn't have an all-encompassing area for people to stay well. And fortunately, or unfortunately for some people, but the Coburn's building became available, and it's just a stone's throw from our organization, so it made a lot of sense to potentially see what we could do with the building. And our board of directors, we went down to a meeting or a conference last January down in Minnesota or Minneapolis, and we listened to a presentation from a CEO within the state of Minnesota, and he talked about the initiatives that their healthcare organization did moving forward to change the outlook of their community by doing more healthy initiatives. And we started talking at that meeting, and we said, well, there's the Coburn's building is available, so this is a pretty good opportunity for us to see what we can bring to our community where we believe that it was really lacking the service.
Yeah, 35,000 square feet, that's a big building, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge building. It was interesting. So you look at the plans on paper and you know, it doesn't look like it's very big, and then at times it looks like it's too big, and how are you going to fill up all the space? And then you start seeing walls go in, and really the rooms start to get defined, and it just really came together. And right now you come in here and it doesn't feel crowded, it doesn't feel wide open and empty, it feels like it's the right amount of size. And of that 35,000 square feet, about 19,000 of it is dedicated towards fitness. The other part is towards some departments that we're moving from the hospital down here, just to free up some more space up there. So we're sitting with about almost 20,000 square feet of fitness facility.
Fitness facility, that's right. When I walked in here yesterday for the first time, Brian, I actually stood in the door and I go, I said, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of people haven't been in this building since it was Coburn's.
Mm-hmm.
And we purposely did not market a lot or advertise the pictures as we were going through construction, because we did want that wow factor.
Yep.
That we know if people were going to come in here and see it for the first time, that there's a high likelihood that they're going to get a membership. And that's playing true to point, where we've had probably 125 people through here today, and I know we've had over 100 people sign up. And put that on top of the 150 employees that we've already had signed up, and we're pushing already 250 employees or 250 members that we're only in this about 8 hours.
8 hours, that's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Brian, talk about the construction costs and how the money stayed locally here. Talk about that. I found that interesting yesterday.
Yeah, so the total budget that we had for this project was about $3.4 million, and that included the purchase price of the building. And from that, you carve out equipment, you carve out the building price, and it gets down to about $2.5 million for actual construction was our budget. And we ended up, we're coming in under budget, which is great. And of the amount that we've spent so far, about $1.5 million has actually been spent with local contractors. So J&D Construction was our construction manager on the project, and they did a great job. They had a lot of local contacts that they could reach out to and make sure that they put proposals together, and ultimately it saved us a lot of money. And it was just a great experience for us, and I think it was equally as great for J&D Construction and all the contractors involved. And we're really happy to have put that money back into the community. And of course, a lot of this construction project went on in the winter, so there were some pretty happy contractors that got to be inside all winter.
That's right. Talk about when people come in, what can they expect?
Well, I think you'll first when you walk in here, you'll see. You know, the high ceilings, the wide open space, and ultimately we wanted to create an area where people are feeling relaxed but yet motivated. And when you go into the locker rooms, you'll kind of get a spa feel, and there's a lot of plants in there, there's natural woods, there's a place just to even sit down and relax and watch TV in the locker rooms. So we went for that spa feel, but then at the same time, we put a lot of equipment there in the facility to pique everyone's interest, from standard cardio equipment, from ellipticals and treadmills to stair steppers, and many different strength machines that that adapt to anyone of any skill level. And you're going to see a half basketball court in here, a racquetball court, a studio, and just a ton of really cool things. And we really wanted to create the space where anyone coming in from the street who's never worked out before could easily adapt and feel comfortable here. So you can come in, check in, go to the locker room, and go right to a treadmill and not have to really surround yourself with things you don't know. You don't have to be surrounded by people who potentially could intimidate you because they come to the gym three times a day for hours on end. And so we transition people from very basic types of fitness to more advanced throughout the facility. And our trainers will be here to help people along the way and just make everyone just get healthy.
Okay. We're going to talk with some of the staff here. We'll get more into memberships and stuff with them, huh?
Yep.
And it's been fun so far. We'll talk to you when we wrap things up around 5 o'clock.
Huh? All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us in. It's a pretty cool place, that's for sure. So
all right.
Just want to encourage people listening. It's open, 24-7?
Yep.
With a membership?
Yep. It'll be 24-7 access, and that starts today. So you come in, get a membership, get a key card access, and you'll be able to come here 2 in the morning if you're so inclined.
Okay. And you just can come in and check it out if you want.
Absolutely.
Right?
We're giving tours all the time, so just come in and peek around.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That'll wrap up one of our first live broadcasts here from the new CCM Wellness Center here in Montevideo. We'll be on the air here till 5 o'clock. So with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.